You're definitely not allowed to.
I ain't going to say much.
Ken John, first of all, congratulations. A great win there. So much happened over the three matches, but let's start with that 1-6-1 finish. That was the defining moment, it seemed to us.
Well, I just approach the board when I have an opportunity, and I certainly didn't have any feeling that I would do it, but I always have the feeling that I can do it. You just put one dart after the other, and as soon as the first one hits in, well, then you kind of get a little excited, and you focus down for that second dart, and sure enough, it went in, and I, you know, refocusing the bullet, it went in. So, you know, I had a lot of lousy darts where I was focusing, and it wasn't even close. So I think law of averages maybe worked out or something. Maybe it was the moment. I knew I needed it. That we were in some danger there. I don't think they definitely would have hit it for sure, but I forget what they were on, but it was definitely they were ahead of us.
Ken, you can just see, I mean, it wasn't to be in the singles for you, but go and play brilliantly. We can just see how much this means. You're delighted with the win, aren't you?
Oh, I'm over the moon, mate. I mean, when he won the first game against Webby, I know what I can do. I've played Gerwin a few times, and that was a good game of darts. I lost 4-0 with a decent average, but I just want to go back to the 161. Back in 2003, he did it against Jamie Harvey to go to the final against Phil Taylor, didn't he? Or was it the first round, actually.
I never would have got out of the first round. Jamie was on tops in the deciding leg of a set, and I think we were 1-1 in sets at the time, and it wouldn't have ended the match, but, yeah, that sure got me going that year.
When he hit that 60, I looked at the crowd, and you can play back the TV. I said, it's done. I got so much belief in this man. He's a legend when it comes to Canadian darts. But not only is he a legend, he's one of my best mates.
He knows I could throw some real stinkers, though, and he puts up with me. You know, I had some bad, bad turns. But Ken, and more yesterday than today, I think, but he kept backing me up so much with big scores after bad turns. I mean, I had more bad turns yesterday is all I'm saying. You were doing it both days, but... Yeah, you know, his game has been at a level where I have the belief that, you know, we're okay. We have every chance to win. Not that we should win or we're sure things or anything like that, but we're so in the thick of it and we have a lot of experience.
You look like you're enjoying it and anything is possible, right?
Listen, I've done a lot of strange things over my career and I think Ken gets it. And I think, you know what? It might be strange, but we're here to win. We're here to win a title. We're here to win a trophy. And there's no reason on this earth why we can't do it. We should have beat England that one year when we both beat them in singles, but the rules were different. And we had to lose a pairs. And there was all kinds of rules violations in that game. And, you know, I'm not a sore loser or anything, but it stunk. Really, we should have been the winners there, and we weren't. But the rules were what they were, and even the rules that were what they were—that were broken. But you know, that's how it goes.
Well, this could be the year. Thank you very much, guys. Cheers.
Definitely. Cheers, mate.
So, man. Okay. Cheers. Well done.